Katy Country 94 weather.
Senior life enrichment at Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems can help with seasonal depression in the elderly. As the weather gets colder and the days get shorter, individuals can begin to feel symptoms of depression, which include loss of energy and isolation. Holidays can be stressful. Do you or a loved one struggle? Contact Senior Life Enrichment today at 785-534-1536 and let us help to ensure a happy and healthy winter.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Mainly sunny this afternoon with highs around 48. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tonight. Lows of a low around 30. High temperatures reach up to 62 tomorrow. High of 62 Thursday under sunny skies. 54 Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 44.
Cantu Auto Repair in Osborne is here to get you fixed up and back on the road safely. Clint and the staff of certified technicians can service all makes and models. They do maintenance including oil changes and vehicle inspections and can repair brakes, engines and transmissions, AC and heating systems, muffler and exhaust systems, and they can diagnose and repair any electrical problems or warning lights that are staying on. Call Cantu Auto Repair today at 785-345-4000 or stop in Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Cantu Auto Repair, located at 209 West Main in Osborne.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Secretary of State Scott Schwab announced the kickoff for the first statewide election in 2024, the Presidential Preference Primary, PPP. Last week marked the first important deadline of the March 19, 2024 Presidential Preference Primary when the Republican and Democratic parties notified the Secretary of State's Election Division that they would be participating in the preference primary. The PPP replaces caucuses that parties had conducted in recent years to determine how delegates to the national conventions would be allocated. Earlier this year, the Kansas legislature authorized a state-run PPP, which only had been used in Kansas in 1980 and 1992. Our office worked with the legislatures to ensure that funds are allocated to reimburse counties for cost of the primary. Although Kansans are not used to voting in March for a presidential preference primary, it is equally important to participate in the electoral process, said Schwab. I encourage voters to exercise their right and participate in this unique election. This will be the third state-run PPP in Kansas history. This election is non-traditional. The timelines and statutes governing this election vary from a normal primary or general election. For instance, there is no 3-day grace period for any mail-in ballots following Election Day. To learn more about this one-time presidential preference primary, visit votekansas.gov. Early Sunday morning, three suspects violently robbed and battered a 24-year-old Salina man, breaking his nose. According to Salina Police Department Sergeant Kyle Tongis, the victim knew the three men who robbed him. The men approached the victim at his residence near the 1200 block of North 7th Street in Salina and demanded the victim to empty his pockets. When he refused, they battered him and broke his nose. They were able to get a vape and a lighter from him. That was all that he had. Tongis said he then called the Salina Police Department at 308 to report the robbery. The requested charges for the three suspects are aggravated robbery and aggravated battery. The Salina Police Department is still looking for the suspects. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes. 60 Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at the website heartchoicesbeloit.com. There are still just a few angels on the angel tree located at the First Bank of Beloit. Please help make Christmas a little brighter for a child or teen. Also, Mitchell County EMS is having an open house coming up tomorrow, Wednesday, December 6th, a soup supper there at Mitchell County EMS, 5:30 to 7:30 tomorrow night. Holiday pack-up party is 1 to 3 this Saturday at North 40 Alpacas Highway 24 in Osborne. Join them for a fun afternoon with Santa. Also, coming up on Saturday evening, a Mountain Christmas Memory Christmas Play, Saturday evening, 6:30 to 9 p.m. at Grace Brethren Church there in Portis. And a community luncheon, dine in a curbside carryout, meatballs, cheesy potatoes, green beans, cookie, water bottles as well. That'll be coming up on Thursday, December the 7th, 11 to 12:30 at Boost Ministries Blessing House, 120 North Campbell in Beloit. Free will donation to help others. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, katycountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
He got it. This game is over. One of the most entertaining games of the season. And Jake Browning has an NFL win, and man, did he earn it tonight.
Evan McPherson with the game-winning field goal for the Bengals over the Jaguars on Monday night. More on the game coming up in this sportscast. We also look at local sports results from high school basketball on Monday. The schedule for today, Kansas Football Coaches Association has released their all-state teams. College hoops tonight and the Heisman Trophy finalists have been announced. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. High school hoops on Monday, a limited schedule, but the Amos Morris Classic first round at Russell. The Smith Center girls moved to 2-0 with a 58-29 win over Russell. And in the boys' game, it was Russell winning over Smith Center by a final of 50-40. The Tesca tip-off, girls land over Natoma 70-15. The Lynn boys win 81-10. The Tesca Trojans get the sweep of Southern Cloud in the nightcap. The girls winning 33-29, and the boys win 51-29. High school hoops continuing this afternoon and evening. We'll get started with the preseason tournament in Downs. Lakeside High School on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com here today. Thunder Ridge and Stockton will be the first doubleheader. It's the season opener for the Longhorns. The Stockton girls come in at 1-0 after a win over Southern Cloud Friday. Pregame at 3:20 and tip-off at 3:30. Boys game approximately 5 o'clock. Thunder Ridge, again, their season opener. Stockton 0-1 following the Southern Cloud last Friday. Lakeside hosting Rock Hills in the second doubleheader. Girls game around 6:30. Lakeside won over Tescott on Friday night to move to 1-0. Rock Hills is 0-1 after starting the season with a loss to Pike Valley. The boys' game will follow at 8 o'clock. Same records. Lakeside 1-0, beating Tescott by 5 in the season opener on the boys' side. Rock Hills lost by 7 at Pike Valley. They are 0-1. Again, catch the games on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. Preseason tournament in Downs is all have the call on all four of those contests. Also tonight on NCKSSports.com with the Boy Trojan Channel, Trojans are at Clay Center. The girls' contest beginning at 6 o'clock tonight. Beloit 1-0, the 44-41 win over Concordia. Clay Center is 1-0, beating Rock Creek 37-24 in the season opener. Boys' game will follow Beloit 1-0 after beating Concordia by 29 in the opener Friday night. Clay Center 0-1. They lost 65-49 to Rock Creek as well. Wade Gerson will have the action on NCKSSports.com tonight again on the Beloit Trojan Channel. Other immediate area games. Osborne opening play in the Trio Purple and Gold first round as the girls and boys will both play Victoria. Girls game at 3, boys at 4:30 approximately. Also, first-round games continue at the Amos Morris Classic in Russell this afternoon and evening. The St. John's Tipton girls and boys will play Central Plains. Girls at 3:30, boys around 5, and then Sylvan Lucas will take on Phillipsburg in the nightcap doubleheader. Girls around 6:30, and the boys will tip around 8 o'clock. Fairfield Falcon Classic, the Lincoln girls against Cunningham at 6 o'clock this evening. And Lincoln will take on Fairfield on the boys' side at Langdon at 7:30. The Tescott tip-off, Natoma against Southern Cloud. Girls at 3, boys at 4:30. Then Lynn will play Tescott at 6 and 7:30. Thunderbird Invitational, Pike Valley hosting Washington County at 6 o'clock for varsity girls, followed by the boys. You can find the full schedules for area teams at nckssports.com. High school wrestling locker room chats coming up tonight, as we'll talk with the head coaches of Beloit, Osborne and Smith Center. They move over to Z96.3 The Lake due to basketball being on KD Country 94 all afternoon and evening. Again, you can catch those locker room chats between 5:20 and 5:30 on Z96.3 and catch them online on the Locker Room Chat podcast at KDCountry94.com as well. Kansas Football Coaches Association released their all-state teams. Only seniors are part of these teams, and they have to be dues-paying members to have a player represented from the area, immediate area. In 2A, Christian Mears of Beloit, an all-state returner, and in 1A, Eli Franklin of Smith Center, all-state linebacker. You can find the full selections at nckssports.com. Back to the hardwood, both KU and K-State back on the court in men's play tonight. Kansas back up to number 2 in the country. They're 7-1, hosting 3-5 Kansas City at Allen Fieldhouse. KU coach Bill Self on this matchup with the Ruse.
They've got guys that can score. They got 2 point guards that are quick and can get downhill, and they got 3 perimeter players that can all stretch it and drive it. They got multiple big guys in there that aren't standing height tall, but they all got good bodies and strong.
KU and Kansas City tip off at 7 o'clock, pregame at 6:30 on Z96.3 The Lake. K-State 6-2, they'll welcome 6-3 Villanova for the Big East Big 12 battle. K-State coach Jerome Tang expecting a challenge tonight and knows the history there at Villanova.
We know they have tradition and, you know, a history of success and all that. They got really good players and, you know, excited to get a team like that into Bram. So I'm excited to see how our guys respond to this challenge.
Tip-off between the two Wildcat squads will be at 6 o'clock at Bramlage Coliseum. In college football, the Heisman Trophy finalists announced on Monday night. Quarterbacks Jaden Daniels of LSU, Bo Nix from Oregon, and Michael Penix Jr. of Washington are joined by Ohio State wide receiver Marvin Harrison Jr. as the invitees to the ceremony. The winner will be announced in New York Saturday night, with the presentation beginning at 7 o'clock on ESPN. Finally, in sports, as heard earlier in Monday Night Football, the Bengals picked up an improbable 34-31 win in overtime on a 48-yard walk-off field goal by Evan McPherson. The Jaguars were up 28-21 going into the fourth quarter, but trailing 31-28 in the fourth. Quarterback Trevor Lawrence suffered an ankle injury with 2:28 left and didn't return. C.J. Beathard led a drive that ended in a game-tying field goal, but after the Jaguars punted on their first overtime drive, the Bengals drove for the win. Cincinnati now 6-6, while the Jaguars dropped to 8-4. Fourth place in the AFC standings behind the Dolphins and Ravens, who are 9-3, and the Chiefs at 8-4. That's a look at sports and your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katie Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zankers Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.